Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by oldaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 96.3 Full Triple E Emerald Queensland, and 87.6 Backwater Country on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. I'm going to be bringing you artists today that will be appearing at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, and that is from the 9th through until the 15th of June, and also the Yellowbelly Country Music Festival in St. George, Queensland, and that is from the 23rd to the 29th of June. As well as music by some of these artists, I've also got interviews from both Paul Fleming, who is responsible for the Crow's Nest Festival, and Alicia Smith. And she is responsible for the Yellowbelly Country Music Festival in Crow's Nest, Queensland. Now, let's play one by an artist that will be appearing at that first festival, which is Crow's Nest. The artist goes by the name of Paul Ricketts. And I'm going to play you a song that he's written. It's a number called Sapper Smith. Paul Ricketts, folks. First one for the afternoon.
War raged in Korea. The UN went to battle for the South. Our heavy guns lit up the cold night sky. Men shivered in their trenches, and the North returned fire. A signal from the front line came crackling through to say, send medical and ammo right away. Heavy snow had covered all the roads at night, brave men Danny would try to make it through. The presence in the air is so haunting. The wind blows shivers in the night. There's danger up ahead. One wrong move and he'll be dead. But Danny's not alone in this fight. The driver, he got lost, veering off the beaten track. He knew there was a minefield up ahead. The markers too were lost, buried out of sight. A quarter mile of Denny cheating death. Then from out of nowhere a soldier climbed aboard, said, g'day mate, looks like you need a hand. I'll guide you through the mines, I laid those buggers down. I'm Sapper Smith and I come from Queensland. The presence in the air is so haunting. The wind blows shivers in the night. There's danger up ahead. One wrong move and he'll be dead. But Danny's not alone in this fight. The driver now safe and sound, he was guided through. Soldier shook his hand and left his side. Danny carried on up that winding track. Alive he made it to the cold front line. Then Danny told the digger, Sapper Smith got me through. The digger's face went pale as the snow. He looked up at Danny and said, are you sure? 'Cause Smith was killed 4 days ago. The presence in the air is so haunting. The wind blows shivers in the night. There's danger up ahead. One wrong move and he'll be dead. But Danny's not alone in this fight. Wrong move and he'll be dead. But Danny's not alone in this fight. Danny's not alone in this fight. 'Cause the ghost of Sapper Smith walks here tonight.
There you go, folks. First song for the afternoon, Paul Ricketts, one of the artists that will be appearing at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival with the song Sapper Smith. I'm going to play you a track now by an artist that will be appearing at the Yellowbelly Country Music Festival in St. George, Queensland. Now, that's on from the 23rd to the 29th of June. And we are going to have a discussion on the program with Alicia Smith, who's the person responsible for running that festival. Going to kick off this one by Jeff Brown. The number's called Little Bulldog.
Seems to me you know the way I feel. 350 horses strong, this trip won't take so long with you, little bulldog, nipping at their heel. With this road train at your back, none could deny the fact you were built for outback tracks throughout Australia. Though some say you're getting on the bonnet you look bold, crossing 80 tons, there's no way you're a failure. When we're steaming down the road, you know it makes a man feel proud. With your rubber paws a-humming and your big stack barking loud. When I change you up or down a gear, you leave a big black cloud. I know you're happy when I'm be it cotton, hay or grain, an oversize or maybe general freight. Spending weeks out on the track, through the cities and out back, hauling local loads and often interstate. With your ears pricked back and chest puffed out, you're honest and you're strong. Not as big as new rigs on the road, but you'll pull hard all day long. There's no ponies harnessed in your team, so you won't put a foot wrong. Oh, Mac, I'm happy when we're out there on the road. You little bulldog pup, you're hauling loads with muscles made of steel. 350 horses strong, this trip won't take so long with you, little bulldog, nipping at their heel. Wind her up, you little bulldog pup. Seems to me you know the way I feel. 350 horses strong, well, this trip won't take so long with you, little bulldog, nipping at their heel. With you, little bulldog, nipping at their heel.
Oh, there we go, folks. That is Jeff Brown from the album Hard to Let Go, Little Bulldog. Bill C is my name, and this is Corner Country. If you've just joined us and on the phones with us this afternoon talking about the 2025 Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, the organiser of the event, Mr. Paul Fleming. How are you going today, Paul?
Pretty good, thanks. Thanks, Phil, yes.
Matey, thanks for taking the time to talk with us. You must be extremely busy trying to organise everything, like caravan sites, and you've got all your artists already booked in and locked in, so that's good. How are you going with the sites? Let's talk about that first.
Well, we've got about just over 170 sites booked at the moment. with some people I know staying at the motel and also at the caravan park as well. So there will be, you know, a few other visitors coming into town as far as we know at the moment. So looks like going to be quite a fairly good show.
Oh, look, I think it's fabulous, mate. We were there last year, first time for us at Crow's Nest. Absolutely loved it. You got a good setup there. Have you still got Paul on sound? You had him on sound last year.
Yeah, Paul Hiles will be on sound.
Yes. Yep. So you've got fabulous sound as well. Now, let's talk about, before we talk about the artists, what about the things like food vendors and stuff like that? What can people expect when they get out there?
Well, we'll run our own canteen.
Yes.
Which will be like basic sort of food, hamburgers, bacon egg burgers, you know, mince rolls, sandwiches, toasted sandwiches. And there'll also be, as far as food vendors coming in, there'll be a coffee van coming in.
Okay.
And one of the ladies that runs the motel, I think she's going to come up from Thursday onwards around lunchtime, and she does try that Chinese food, so she's going to do some dim sims and a few other little things, you know, just around the lunch period.
Fabulous, fabulous. Yeah. Now, the festival starts on June the 9th and goes through until June 15th.
That's
so,
right, yeah.
That's what, 6 days?
7 days, really.
Seven days. It's a week. So you normally get, for the benefit of our listeners that like the walk-ups, if they haven't been to this one, you normally have about 4 or 5 days of walk-ups, don't you?
We have 5 days of walk-ups from Monday to Friday.
Okay.
And we do tend to get quite a lot of walk-ups out here too.
Yes. Well, you certainly had a crowd of walk-ups there last year, which was fabulous for anybody who likes to get up and demonstrate their skills on the microphone or the guitar. And what about the Bush Poets? Now, I know you're a poet in your own right. Have you got any other poets on the bill?
This year we have got Marco Galori, who's from Warwick, and he's probably one of the best poets and funniest poets around.
Okay.
He'll be down there. And I've also got quite a number of, I'll be on the card as well, but I've got a few other poet mates that, you know, that knock around for me that are coming up. I've got Jim Lamb coming up from down south and John Biggood's coming. And on the Saturday and Sunday morning, it'll be like a performance poet session. So we'll have probably about half a dozen good poets there doing stuff.
And that's Saturday and Sunday, that's your poet's
Saturday
breakfast.
Saturday and Sunday morning, yeah, Saturday from 8 till 10, the poets come on.
Poets come on as the poets' breakfasts, which is a fabulous event in itself because, I saw John at Bouldercombe, just gone.
John was up there, was he? Yeah.
Yes, he tells quite a good poem, that young man.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see him again. Now, what about your artists? I'm just looking here, and I notice you got a few different artists here this year that I haven't seen there before. The Cartwheels, for example, they were there last year, but some of these others not.
I try to get, if I can, some different artists that we haven't had just to mix it around a little bit. So what have we got this year? Justin Stanley.
Has Justin been there before?
No, Justin hasn't been there before.
Oh, wow. Now, he's a fabulous entertainer, Justin. I saw him about 3 or 4 years ago at Nanango. He's a very good singer-songwriter. And you've also got Rob Breeze. He's no stranger.
We had Rob a couple of years back, and we've got Rob back again this year.
Okay. Now, Kylie Hogan, has she been there before or no?
No, Kylie hasn't. I think you'll all enjoy her performance, and she can be quite funny when Kylie, she does a very good show.
She is fabulous. I saw Kylie about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago at Capella, and talk about funny. Oh, geez. she's a funny girl on stage as well as being a fabulous singer. So who else have you got off the top of your head? Do you know off the top of your head?
I've got Paul Ricketts.
Yes, Paul Ricketts.
Ricketts won the Thornton. They have a Thornton Young Award that they introduced, I think it was about 12 months or 18 months ago, Paul Ricketts was the first winner of that award. And he's getting around the place and does a very good song.
He does indeed, and he's written a few new songs. I actually had the pleasure of catching up with Paul. I first met him out at Nanango, I think it might have been last year, but he was at Bouldercombe. And
he was at Boulder this year,
and I was chatting to him there, and he's working his way onto an album. He's just brought out another new song. So he's got some brand new material. Now, he's not been there before, listeners. If you've been to Crow's Nest before, a couple of brand new artists there that you wouldn't have seen. And apart from that, anyone else?
Well, obviously, Clary Weller, who will be doing our MC and everything. Clary gets up and sings a good country song.
Mm-hmm. He does indeed.
Clary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen Clary. I saw Clary at, I think, Yabobo earlier this year, and he was also at Boonduma. So Clary gets around, and as well as being a singer and playing a guitar, he also does bush poetry as well.
That's right, he is. He's quite a good bush poet as well, so, yeah.
And he's going to be hosting.
Add him to our lineup.
He's going to be hosting all the mainline artists as well as the walk-ups.
Yeah, he'll be hosting the whole week for us.
The whole week, fabulous, yeah. Fabulous. I don't know where he gets the energy from. It's a long day. It's a big long day, that's for sure. So
and we'll also be singing at the pub on the Wednesday night as well.
Ah, now the pub—is that a dinner show or something? And or
yeah,
is
that's a dinner show. Although okay. it only holds a limited number of people, and a lot of it's mostly booked out, or most of it, well, it's not booked out yet, but over three quarters of it's already booked. So,
yeah. Okay, so what's the price for the dinner show? Because we'll start talking about the costs in a moment. So the dinner show is on which night did you say again?
On the Wednesday night down okay. at the hotel.
Yep.
There's a two-course meal of an alternative served in soup,
okay,
which is pea and ham soup and pumpkin soup.
Right.
And then an alternative serve of roast, which will be, I think from memory, roast beef or roast lamb.
Right.
And the cost is $24 each.
Okay, $24 each. And you've got live entertainment down there. So who's likely to be there?
Clary Weller will be singing. Clyde Cameron will be down there doing some singing.
Okay. Okay.
They entertained last year, so that'll be...
Yes.
And it's a bit different. They don't necessarily do country music. They did something like... How much of the dog in the window, and all some of the old songs, just a bit of fun, old favourites and a bit of fun.
So Clyde Cameron, I didn't realise, is he on the bill or is he just going to be there?
No, he just comes down each year for a few days and
okay.
might get up in the poets during the week. And look, we have a walk-up poets breakfast Thursday, Friday,
uh-huh.
and he usually comes down and Wednesday night he'll get up and do a few songs and entertain.
I got to tell you, he's a funny fella as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
Jeez, and I mean, although it's a country music festival, he prefers his rock and roll.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, he even sings the Rolling Stones. So that's going to be a fabulous night of entertainment with Clyde down there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So that's on the Wednesday.
Had a good time last year. Yeah, and that's a good night down there.
Okay, so that's on the Wednesday.
I got young Adele Adams on there. She lives locally in Highfields.
Uh-huh.
Now she's 16. She's a great little thing. She's come along well now. I first put her on the show when she was 13 years old, gave her a 15-minute spot.
Okay.
So she's developing very, very well. So.
Fantastic. So what else have you got on? Have you got anything like old-time dance or anything like that?
We haven't actually got the facilities here for the dance, and you'd have to go and hire a hall where they'd have to get in their car and probably drive into Crow's Nest itself. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
it's just a bit awkward. People don't always like to be able to jump in their cars, and those in motorhomes and everything can't get there anyway.
Of course.
And it gets a bit cold at night time. We will have a meet and greet on the Thursday night.
Right.
Which will go for a couple of hours, and that'll be just basically hamburgers and other things that we'll have there for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have somebody just playing a sort of a piano thing, a couple of bit of music.
Yes.
Don't be any singing, just a bit of music, background music playing at the time.
Okay.
Friday night, which we don't normally have night shows because it does get a bit cool out here,
mm-hmm.
but we have introduced over the last couple of years from about 6 through to about 7:30, we call it a happy hour show, and it's done in the marquee, and any artists that are here at the time, they'll get up and do about a 15-minute spot.
Okay, yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. So you got lots planned, and then your main artists, of course, they kick off on the Saturday, don't they?
Yeah, they'll start after poets' breakfast. So Saturday goes through from 10 o'clock through till 5:30,
mm-hmm.
and Sunday goes from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock with the live artists.
Okay.
Right.
So it's going to be another sensational year, I can just tell. Now, let's talk about the cost of it all for people who haven't been to your one before. For cost of camping, powered, non-powered, if you've got any powered available, how much does that cost them?
Well, a powered site is Firstly, entry costs for the entertainment is $60, which covers all the entertainment for the week, including the weekend.
Right.
That's your entertainment cost.
Yep.
A powered cost is $30 a night for a couple,
mm-hmm.
or $25 for a single person.
Right.
And we did introduce a special 7-day pass where it became a bit cheaper, but a lot of those sites are getting booked up at the moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And unpowered is, where are we? I'm just going to look at my prices here. It's $15 a night for a single person and $20 a night for two people.
Okay. And you got plenty of those available. But your powered
ones? Plenty of unpowered. Yeah, powered's getting pretty limited at the moment, but plenty of unpowered available.
Fantastic.
And those, if you're just coming out for the day, either Saturday or Sunday, okay. It costs you $30 each day.
Right.
But if you're coming for the week, that $60 covers the whole week's entertainment.
Okay.
Plus your camping cost.
So you can come in and not have to stay if you want to book for the whole week and just come in each day if you're a local?
Yeah, that's right, you can, yeah.
Fantastic value.
Just get a $60 pass and you can just keep coming in whenever you like.
So. Mate, sounds like you're going to have another bumper year. How many did you have out there last year, do you remember?
We had about 160 caravans last year.
Wow, and so you're already over that now.
We're over that now, yeah, we were. Well, we did get a few cancellations. We would have been a lot more over it otherwise, but okay. we're over that already. So.
Oh, that's great.
That's about people just rolling up. So.
And you've still got, another couple of weeks almost? It's the 6th that kicks off on the 9th.
A week and a half.
So, yeah, well, it's going to be another good year, Paul, and I think it's going to be fabulous. I just hope the weather's nice. I do remember last year in the evenings. Sitting around the fire, it was colder than a mother-in-law's kiss, but you told me that sometimes can get even cooler than that again.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's something different. People say that they're coming to the cold country and this is where they like to sit around their fires and enjoy it, actually. So, you know, something different for them.
Well, that's another thing we should let our listeners know. They are allowed to have a fire there as long as it's contained.
That's right.
Yes, and they are allowed to bring their pets, but they're not allowed around the food area or in the marquee. Is that correct?
Yeah, and pets have to be on a leash as well.
On a leash at all times. Before I let you go, tickets, where's the best way to get them?
You can actually just buy them as you come in the gate.
Okay.
You don't pre-buy. Yeah.
No
when
need.
You come in the gate, you pay your ticket, and then you'll get an armband.
That's it. So before I let you go, tickets, where's the best way to get them?
You can actually just buy them as you come in the gate.
Okay.
You don't pre-buy. Yeah.
No
when
need.
You come in the gate, you pay your ticket, and then you'll get an armband.
That's it. So, FPOS available. What's the best?
Yeah. All cash.
All cash. No FPOS there.
No. Sometimes that don't always work. Sometimes out there. So.
Yeah, with the phone signal, I understand. Cash is king, anyway, Paul. We all know that. Let's try and keep the cash going for as long as possible.
Well, that's right, yeah.
All righty. There you go, folks. So the dates for that is the 9th of June through until the 15th of June, Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. Look it up. The number for you, Paul, for tickets?
Is 0415-120-323.
There you go, folks. One more time, Paul.
0415-120-323. 323.
Well, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to play a song. How about if we play one by Paul Ricketts? Because he's got a brand new single out, and I'm not sure if you've heard it. Have you heard his brand new single, Barefoot on the Dirt, it's called?
I don't think I have, no.
Okay. Well, we're going to put that on for you and all our listeners right now. So thanks so much for taking the time, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
There you go, folks. And we're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after the brand new song by one of the artists that will be out there, Mr. Paul Ricketts. And the song is called Barefoot on the Dirt.
You could tell by the lines that rolled down his old face that nothing came easy on this dry old place, except for the hard times and the love of the land, with a swagger tough old memories that made him a man. Just like the time he lost his dad when he was far too young. The school books got left behind to work the family run. He toiled hard for his sister, he made for her a life. But through all this, he lost his chance to take up a wife. Never knew what he was thinking, how he felt or if it hurt. You know, a mile can be a hard one to walk when you're barefoot on the dirt. Crossed paths, became good mates, and I was just a lad. A bond so tight I looked at him as my granddad. He taught me how to work the scrub and brand a baldy's hide. He would grin, but his loneliness couldn't be denied. He never knew what he was thinking, how he felt or if it hurt. You know, a mile can be a hard one to walk when you're barefoot on the dirt. And as the years age the post that wrapped the boundary line, so did to his memory when he lost his mind. Apart from that baldy line and the lessons he taught me, all that's left is a dry old farm for a legacy. He never knew what he was thinking, how he felt or if it hurt. You know, a mile can be a hard one to walk when you're barefoot on the dirt. When you're barefoot on the dirt.
Oh, there you go, folks. That is the latest single by Paul Ricketts, and it's called Barefoot on the Dirt. I'm going to play you a track now by the Cartwheels. Now, the Cartwheels were at the Crows Nest Country Music Festival last year, and I'm going to have the pleasure of catching up with them again this year. So from their self-titled album, The Cartwheels, going to play you a track, and it's a number called I Miss My Baby.
Oh,
There you go, folks. That is the Cartwheels from the album of the same name title, The Cartwheels. The track is called I Miss My Baby. And that is an act definitely not to be missed, folks. They will be appearing at the Crows Nest Country Music Festival from the 9th of June through until the 15th of June. Now, I'm going to play you one more song. And straight after this, we're going to have the interview with Alicia Smith. And Alicia Smith will be the one at the Yellowbelly Country Music Festival, okay, folks? Another one definitely not to be missed, from the 23rd of June through until the 29th of June. I'm going to play you another track now, and this one is by my good mate Jeff Brown. He's one of my favourites. The song is called After January Rains. Jeff Brown, listeners.
I've been down that Diamantina underneath that western sky, when the plains were decked in mirage and the water holes were dry, when the bleaching bones of cattle lay like tombstones in the sun, and the dust storms blew relentless on the big Moncara run. I have seen the sandhill flowers full of color all ablaze, and I've sweated in a saddle working 15-hour days. I've smelt the scent of Gidgee after early winter rains, and I've known the glare to blind me on those Diamantina plains. I have seen fat shorthorn bullocks with their hips and shoulders wide, marching to trains at Winton, and it filled my heart with pride. We were Diamantina ringers, and we'd mustered up the mob. We'd nursed and fed the cattle, we knew how to do our job. I have worked the old Georgina when my fields of youth were greener, and I've seen the channels 55 miles wide, shining silver in the noonday, and at night the stars like diamonds. No more light my skies at midnight where my creaking bones reside. I'm richer than the bloke who lives beside me in his gated city mansion where he seldom sees the stars. Me, I'd sooner the Georgina or the dusty Diamantina than a mansion in this city, this big prison without bars. Some now sing of old Cork Station, well I wonder have they been there, and those big fat shorthorn bullocks, were they ever really seen there, and the sleepy shining channels, and those diamond studded skies, were they seen at break of daylight, when a dawn breeze softly sighs. That's the hour when hearts are lifted and the bush folk know they're gifted with the grandness of the rivers and the sandhills and the plains. And we bear the pain of hardship and the dreary desolation, 'cause we feel the price is worth it after January rains. Yeah, we feel the price is worth it after January rains.
Phil C here, if you've just joined us and you're on Corner Country, and I am chatting to one of the fabulous guitar players, in my opinion, She's very bashful. She always blushes when I say that. And she goes by the name, listeners, of Alicia Smith. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Phil, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm fabulous. I just had a sensational time at your Jammo's Baldy Bush Ballad Bash. And pretty soon we're going to be heading to your next festival, which is Yellow Belly at St. George.
Exactly, the Yellow Belly Country Music Festival.
Now, how long has it been running? Because, I mean, when did Jammo set? He set both these up, didn't he?
Exactly, yeah. Yep. Yeah, the Yellow Belly Festival, I believe, started in 2011.
Right.
From memory, yeah. Yep. So it's been going for quite a while.
Okay.
The Baldy one, we started in 2008.
Okay, okay. So when? How long has Jammo been past now? A couple of years?
It's almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years.
In August,
yes.
Yeah.
Sadly. Yep. Gone to country music heaven. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that you decided to keep these festivals going in honour of him.
Oh, there wasn't even any dispute about it. Straight away, I knew that I wanted to keep them going.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I saw the other day at your other festival, the Baldy Bash, you've got a couple of photos of Jammo on the stage. You've got his guitar there. You've got his hat there. It's like he's part of the festival, even though his body isn't there, but everything about the spirit of him is still
exactly,
there.
Exactly, yep. He's still part of the show, that's for sure.
He sure is.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad you kept it running. And look, it's going so well for you. Like last year was the first time I went to see the Yellow Belly, and this was the first year for me at Baldycombe. Wow, really good.
It is, yeah. They're going pretty well. I'm pretty happy with it. Sure. And we've had we've got a really, really good team of workers that we've had with us for many years, and mm-hmm. they've all got their jobs that they do. They all know what they're doing, and it just all comes together.
It sure really does.
Well. It's good.
And you got Buddy Thompson, who's a legend in his own right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And he's on the sound, looking after the sound.
He does a chop job on the sound.
Sure
and
does.
And he also performs, him
he
and
does.
Lynn.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really good.
And you perform yourself.
Yeah, I'll have a go.
Listeners,
have a crack at it.
You've been hearing me play this lady's music for the last 3 or 4 weeks at least, and she says she has a go. How long have you been playing? You're a fibber. You're a great guitar player.
I probably first picked up a guitar in about 1998 or something like that.
Okay.
Just started off with a bit of rhythm guitar, then learnt the bass guitar. And then when I met Barry Thornton around that time, he started to teach me a little bit of lead guitar and just went from there. Yeah.
And now you're the chicken picking chicken chick. I can't even remember the proper title of the song, but it's one of my favourites on the album that you did with Jammo and your daughter.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. No, that's good. Oh, that you're thinking of the Tippy Toes.
The Tippy Toes is on that
song.
Album.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm getting confused. Well, I love them both, and I've played them both in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks at least.
That's
and last
cool.
week we played another new one for me, which was the Baldy Bash. Was that written about this
it
particular
was,
festival?
Yeah.
And you wrote that?
I did, yep. Yep.
Wow, okay. So are you going to have any new music out? I'm talking about you at the moment. We will get on to this festival, but I really love what you do up on stage.
Oh, thank
you. And are you likely to have any new music in the near future or no?
I haven't got anything planned, but I would like to do some more recording at some stage. So mm-hmm. you never know what might happen up the track a bit.
Are you writing any new material or not?
Oh, not a lot.
Right.
Just mucking around with a few little things, but not, nothing spectacular.
Nothing spectacular
at the moment.
But,
you but
you're a very busy lady because apart from the festivals, you also have a full-time job. So you've got to be able to find time to practice, let alone sit around and write new music.
Yep.
Now let's talk about this festival. It kicks off on the 23rd of June and goes through until the 29th. And you've got about four or five days of walk-ups, haven't you? Which is a fabulous part of the festival within itself.
Yeah, that's like the lead-up during the week. We have the walk-ups and then the main artists, like the invited artists on the weekend and bush poets as well. There's also lots of other things that they have out there, like tours. The local people out there run tours of the winery, the cotton farm and river cruises, all that sort of stuff as well going on during the week.
Yep.
And it's just a lovely little town, western town to visit. We've always enjoyed going there every year. And,
okay.
Also, if you're into fishing, it's the festival's held right near the Boulogne River at the showgrounds.
Yes.
You can duck down to the river and throw a line in and
see
if you can catch a yellow belly.
Catch a yellow belly.
Just,
I'll tell you what,
there's
a lot of these fish being caught because out at Thargaminda, I've got a friend of mine out there who's associated with those other festivals out that way.
Yep.
And he goes fishing all the time.
Yep.
And he sends me photographs of these monstrous yellow bellies he's catching for dinner. So there's obviously a lot of these things swimming around for anybody who might want to have a dabble at fishing whilst they're waiting for the main artist to arrive.
Yep.
So when do the main artists actually arrive?
So they'll be on the Saturday and Sunday, so the 28th and 29th of June.
Yep.
We have Bush Poets Breakfast from 8 o'clock each morning and then the music from 10 o'clock.
Okay. Yep. Now, let's talk about the artist, Jeff Brown and family. What a sensational singer-songwriter, and his lovely wife, bass player, and his two sons, guitarist, drums. They are fabulous.
They're amazing, yeah. They're really great friends of ours too. We've been friends for a long time and done a lot of touring with Jeff and Lynn and the kids ever since the kids were tiny.
Yep.
And Jeff's just, he's a brilliant singer. Write some good songs.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, and he's won a couple of golden guitars over the years and among other awards. But yeah, he's definitely a really amazing artist. That's pretty, you know, really popular.
Now he was also here, so I guess he's one of your staples, one of your regulars that go to both festivals. He was there last year. I remember he was there.
Yeah, he does. He mostly comes to our festivals when he can. Yep. Yeah, nearly all the time.
But you got some different ones, because I remember last year, for example, I remember that Becky Hance was out there with her husband.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're not there this year, but you've got some others. You got Neville Anderson. Now, I don't know some of these people, so you're going to have to fill us in and also our listeners, okay, because I only know them if I meet them at festivals.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know you. I've met you. I've met your beautiful daughter, Caitlin. I know Jeff Brown and family. Ray Essery, he's one of the poets. I know him. Buddy Thompson and Lynn, I know that. I know her as well. But Neville Anderson, I've not met him. Tell us about Neville.
Yeah, so Neville's been around for a lot of years. He's a brilliant songwriter. He's written some amazing stories, you know, story songs. He hasn't been doing quite as much, you know, the past few years with his music, and he's, you know, does a bit here and there, but really looking forward to having Neville on the show. He's a top singer, songwriter. I think you'll really enjoy what he does, Phil.
Was he there last? No, he wasn't there last year.
No.
I know, because I was. Has he been there before?
He hasn't been to the Yellow Belly Festival. I'm pretty sure he hasn't.
Wow.
He's been to the Bouldercombe one.
Yep.
But I don't think he's performed at the Yellow Belly Festival.
Okay, so a brand new one for the Yellow Belly Festival.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we've got your beautiful daughter, Caitlin. She's going to be there. You're going to be there. And you've got now Amy Ryan. Now, I see her everywhere.
Yeah.
She was at Capella a couple of weeks ago when I was out there.
Yeah, yep. So she's a young, up-and-coming artist, and she's amazing.
She is.
Great songwriter. Great singer, lovely girl as well. And I just noticed that they were travelling out to the Big Red Bash,
her
and her family.
Yes.
So I got in contact with them to see if they wanted to come to the Yellow Belly Festival. So she's really excited about it. It's her first time there
as
well.
First time, yeah.
And her dad, Andrew, will also perform as well.
Oh, okay. He's on the bill as well. Mm. Okay. Well, you got two good ones there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
And Kylie Castle. Now, I've not seen Kylie. I was meant to see her last week at Codes, Phil and Chris.
Oh, okay.
She's there, but we didn't make that one, unfortunately, circumstances. So what can you tell us about Kylie?
So Kylie's she's an absolute powerhouse vocalist. She's amazing.
Right.
Great songwriter as well. She's a great artist. She's writes some bush ballads and different, you know, just good country stuff. She's a great artist, Kylie.
I've not met her.
Lovely person as well.
Been there before or no?
She's been to the Yellow Belly Festival.
Yes.
She wasn't there last year when you
were
there.
No, she wasn't.
She's been to the Baldy Festival as well. And be keen to have Kylie on the show this year again.
Definitely want to catch up with Kylie after that little recommendation. Now, what about Bruce Lavender? Don't know Bruce either.
You don't know Bruce?
No,
well, he's from down Bundaberg way.
Okay.
So he's another great, they're all great songwriters, but Bruce, he's written a lot of really good bush ballad songs and He has been to the Ullabelly Festival before,
okay.
but quite a few years ago, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, looking forward to bringing Bruce back there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't there last year. Because if he was there, last year was my first year, and I did let our listeners know that last year was the first year for me at Ullabelly and also for this one.
Yep.
And I only get to meet these artists if I catch them at a festival somewhere. So
yeah, well, you'll meet a few new ones this time. Absolutely. So that'll be good.
Looking forward to that. And then, of course, you got the great Buddy Thompson. And Lynn Bennett. Now, Buddy Thompson, wow. He's a legend.
He is.
He's been a legend.
He's done a lot, you know, throughout his life with music and other things as well. And tells some good, really good stories, writes some good, brilliant songs.
Mm-hmm.
I keep, because they just live here just up the road from me.
Okay.
So every now and then we'll get together and have a jam. And there's always different songs that I've never heard before. And it's, yeah.
So he's got a big catalogue of songs.
Yeah, he likes, you know, he's really into the history,
mm-hmm.
you know, Australian history and things like that. And he's got a lot of songs that he's written. So he's, he'll be there, Buddy and Lynn, and Lynn will be playing bass and she'll sing a few songs as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
She does. And then we've got the two sensational poets, Ray Essery and Bill Keynes. Now, Ray Essery, he's a funny character, isn't
he? Exactly, yeah. He's probably one of the funniest out of that I've seen, bush poets.
Absolutely.
In Australia. He's a character.
He's amazing. And how old would he be now?
Oh, I've got no idea.
I mean, he's not a spring chicken. Mr. Essery.
No, probably not. He thinks he is. But
he thinks he is. And the way he stirs up some of those lady walk-up artists, boy, yeah. I'm surprised he hasn't wore something more than once. But he's such a funny character.
He is.
And he's got some great poetry and some really good stories to tell.
Yep.
So there's something for everybody. Now, the costs for it all, you've got different prices, I suppose, because you've got camping and weekly passes and so on and so forth. Tell us a bit about that. You've got camping as well happening?
Yeah, there's camping on site at the showgrounds. There's plenty of powered sites. There's mm-hmm. a lot of powered sites there and great amenities. And the camping is, so to get in for the show, if you're camping, it's $60 per person.
Right.
For the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then campsites are $20 for a powered site or $15 for unpowered
per night. Yep.
And then there's also just day passes you can buy for over the weekend if you're not camping.
Absolutely brilliant stuff. Mm. I mean, I can't wait to get out there again and see it. And pets are allowed, of course.
Yeah, pets
which
are
is
allowed.
Great.
Yep. They're just not allowed inside the venue, but or around the food.
Okay.
But yeah.
And you've also got food vendors. Now, you had a couple of food vendors there last year.
Yeah, we've got a few there this
same
year.
Same ones
again.
This year or different?
A few different ones.
A few different ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was some pretty good tucker on hand there, I've got to tell you. And I think you had some people that weren't even part of the festival who drove in to get some food, I thought.
Oh, they usually do some of the locals come in.
Yes, the locals.
Yeah.
Because I was going to grab something there one evening and I thought, crikey, is this queue? Where's all these people coming from? But they weren't people from the festival, so they must have just drove
in. Yeah, we do get a few locals coming.
Locals coming.
Yeah, which is good for the food vendors.
Well, absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, so what about Alan... Luscombe Memorial. What's that? What's that about?
So,
the walk-ups Monday to Friday. What's that one?
Alan Luscombe was a really good friend of ours. He was a singer, a bush ballad singer.
Okay.
Who passed away about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and he used to run the walk-ups.
Okay.
For us. So after he passed away, we decided to name our walk-up shows the Alan Luscombe Memorial walk-up. So that's a tradition that we're continuing just in memory of Alan, keeps his name going, and you know, it's and a lot of the walk up artists were good friends with him and had a lot of respect for him. And yeah,
now David runs the walk ups, is that correct? I know Buddy does the sound,
well, Buddy does the comparing, and mm-hmm. Dave helps, you know,
plugging them in and
that sort of thing.
Okay,
yeah, they all sort of work together to keep it rolling.
Absolutely. And it rolls along very, very well.
It does.
I thought last year, yep, I'm going to be back this year and next year if they invite us back, and you did. So thank you for that. I don't think there's much more we can say. Have we left anything out? Is there anything you want to discuss? Anything you want to add to it? Or, I mean, we'll give out a phone number in a moment for either yourself or Marilyn if you want. Obviously, if people want to ring you.
Yep.
And also, is there a website they can get tickets at? Or what's the best way to get tickets?
They don't need to pre-book the tickets. So you just buy them as you come in.
Okay.
don't even have to book. You can just turn up.
Just turn up, yep.
Yeah, yep. And but any further info, they can give me a call if they like on 0407
yep.
302059.
Okay. Or Marilyn?
Or Marilyn, yep. On yes. If I'm not available, you can call Marilyn on 0439 130617.
Fabulous. And the festival runs for a total of how many days again?
6 days? From the 23rd to the 29th, yes. So that's 7 days.
7 days, yeah.
You can come in from the 22nd, which is the Sunday before right. It starts.
Okay.
You know, if you want to come in and set up camp before the music starts.
Beat the rush.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, I'll be doing that.
Yeah.
I'll beat the rush.
Yep, sounds good.
I'm allowed to do that. Alicia, thanks so much for talking to us all about this fabulous festival and can't wait to catch you out there again, seeing you play some of your fantastic she doesn't think she's good listeners, but we're going to put on one of her songs in a moment. You tell me what you think of her because I really do love the way you play. Really.
Oh, thank you, Phil.
You don't sing,
that.
But you're a great player.
Yeah.
Have you ever sang or not?
Oh, I'm not a great singer.
That doesn't matter.
I just stick to picking the guitar.
Picking the guitar. Yeah, yeah. Your daughter's a great singer.
She is.
She's a beautiful singer.
She's very, very good.
Beautiful young lady and extremely talented. Not only does she play guitar, she also plays the fiddle.
Yeah.
And what else does she do?
Oh, she has a crack at a few different instruments. Yeah. A little bit of mandolin, banjo, keyboard. Oh, what else? Bass guitar.
Yep.
Yeah,
she's game for anything where music's concerned.
Anything
I know the last time
we
spoke to her the last time and I asked her, she said she wanted to learn steel guitar because apparently it's a very difficult instrument to learn and she said, I'm up for a challenge, so I want to have a crack at that one as well.
She probably will at some point if she can ever get her hands on one.
Definitely will. All right, well, thank you so much. That's Alicia Smith, listeners. And thank you so much for being on the program.
No worries. Thanks for your time, Phil. Appreciate
now, we're going to play one of your songs, okay? Because you don't have this attitude toward your ability as I do, and I want my listeners to tell me what you think. Have you got a favourite? Now, we've played Tippy Toes. We've played the Chicken Picking. What was that one called? I always get
Guitar Picking Chicken.
Guitar Picking Chicken. We played that a couple of weeks ago. We did Tippy Toes last week after that. And Baldy Bash, we did that last Sunday. I mean, we can play one of those again, but is there anything on there that's as exciting as, say, Tippy Toes? Or
probably not.
Probably
I
not.
I really like Tippy Toes.
So we'll play that?
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's give it another play because I love it as well.
Yeah.
I think. Yep. Did you write that?
No, I didn't write it. It was actually what happened. Keith and I were going, and Caitlin, going down to record the album, and I didn't have quite enough songs, and it was only like a week to go.
Okay.
So Keith found this song on YouTube.
Right.
And it was a guy by the name of Ed Peekakoot from over in Canada, I think.
Right.
He had a video of himself playing Tippy Toes.
Okay.
Anyway, as soon as he played it to me, I just loved it and had to learn it. So I learned it, went down and recorded it the next week, and then I contacted Ed to find out who'd written it, and it was actually written by a lady back in the 50s or something over in America by the name of Boots Fay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the history of
So that's
goes,
the history. Now tell us, how did you learn it? Did you just look at the YouTube and listen to it and picked it up by ear, or did you have a sheet? Or how did you learn to play it?
No, just by ear, just by listening to him play it, and I just played along with it and figured it out.
How long did it take you to do that?
Well, not long because I recorded it the next week. So.
Oh, wow. So you picked it up in a week.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Good on you. I wish I had that sort of talent. Well, we're going to put it on right now.
Awesome.
How
Thank
does
you
that,
for that
sound?
No, that'd be great.
Thank you so much. There you go, folks. That's Alicia Smith, and she's in charge of the famous Yellowbelly Country Music Festival in memory of the great late Keith Jamison, and it's on from the 23rd to the 29th of June, and we're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after Tippy Toes.
All right, here we go, some old-time country picking. Thank you.
Well, there you go, folks. What a way to end an afternoon of Australian country music with the sensational Alicia Smith and the song, of course, or the tune, rather, Tippy Toes. I do hope you've enjoyed the music we've been playing for you and also those two interviews, one from Paul Fleming, and he is responsible for the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival 9th to 15th of June, and, of course, Alicia Smith with the Yellowbelly Festival in St. George, Queensland, from the 23rd to the 29th of June. Folks, the horse is in the stable. I'm kicking back now on the porch with a beer and a jack. The headphones have now come off. So until next week, folks. Yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.